Wolves and bison. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Ranchers bringing cattle back from summer grazing have long noticed changes in their cattle, but not good ones. More illness, less pregnancies, and even aggressive behavior. The cause is known to be a stress from wolf predation. Oregon State's Ronaldo Cook.
Every time they saw a wolf howl, smell the wolf, that would trigger a stress reaction on them because they would see them maybe once a week, once every couple of days. So that would cause a chronic stress.
And then, of course, there's the problem of actual cattle loss. Some ranchers in Idaho have lost inordinate numbers of cows due to wolf kills. Enter the bison. I asked Jim Matheson, assistant director of the National Bison Association, if bison were less vulnerable to wolves.
They are, and that goes back to them not being domesticated and able to utilize their instincts. Predation is really not an issue with bison. In Montana, on a couple of the larger ranches, I believe we've had a couple of losses to wolves from calves or old cows or what have you. But in the big picture, I mean, we're talking about, I'd say, probably less than 10 death losses. And thanks to the bison's herd mentality, you know, they stick together as a group, just as they would in a wild natural setting. They will herd up together and defend themselves, put the calves in the middle of their herd, for example. We've seen that happen when there's predators around. So again, those natural instincts really benefit the rancher.
As well as being a source of great, lean red meat. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.